If you're scared of AI, I have bad news. You lost.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everybody, it's Gary Vaynerchuk, and this is like a weird impromptu, like we decided midway doing through something else show of the Ask Gary V show. We were gonna do clips for social media, but then Sid made the executive decision to turn this into an Ask Gary V episode, which is super fun for me because it is still, we all know, we probably even just felt it right now. We need to keep figuring out how to put me in Q&A format because it's absolutely where I'm best. And so I hope you enjoy this show. Here are some of the clips and we'll see you next time.
What is the biggest misconception that people have in regards to what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
The biggest misconception is actually the two extremes. People either think that you have to work super hard every minute and like you got to grind in 10 years and, you know, or that it's like easy and lucky and like people like stumbled into it. When in reality, it's a massive self-awareness game of the two, which is like, of course, talent, but work ethic. But then one has to deploy it on self-awareness on themselves. So I think the misconceptions sit on the two extremes. People got lucky, that's why they're a successful entrepreneur, or they fucking like worked every second. The reality is what I get done in 8 hours is better than other people get done in 8 hours. So it's not how many hours, it's what you do within those hours. Those are the misconceptions.
Okay, my question for you would be, we all know that you called the TikTok explosion and massive growth years ago, and everything that's happening now, you predicted. What is your next prediction for either the next app or the next wave for social content creation and entrepreneurs?
So social media audience, I'm gonna break the fourth wall here, Google it if you don't know what that means. The answer to this question is how disappointed I am with my team behind here by putting this video in front of me. They know that there is no answer, and it's fun to see them in the background right now like reacting to this. Like, this is one of the funniest videos I've ever made in my career. I am stunned that this video was just put in front of me by my team because they know the answer to this, which is I don't predict. I don't have a prediction. I only react immediately to what's actually happening. I don't know if Lemon ate this or Blue Sky that or this. I don't know. I know when the moment is to fully go all in the thing that has now happened. I'm not predicting out here. I'm moving quickly in the face of reality, quicker than most, harder than most. That's the game all of you need to play.
Hey Gary, this is Adam. My question for you is, what do you do when you feel like you're plateauing in your business? You had success for a while and then you start to plateau. How do you motivate yourself to keep going and keep pushing?
Adam, a couple things. One, I hate the Patriots and Celtics, so your shirt. Second, but I love people from Boston. It's just a sports thing. Second, there's a lot of things to this. The reality is we have to be humble, self-aware, and honestly compassionate to ourselves. When you're hitting a plateau, it's not about motivation. Like, you know, I don't want to be like a rah-rah guy for all of you out there. I don't mind it, but those are like little bursts. That's not sustainable. Sustainability comes from clarity. Clarity is like, why have I hit this plateau? Is this only as good as I am? Nobody really wants to go there, but like talent is part of the process. Back to a lot of themes. Have I gone too hard for too long and I just need a break? Like maybe this is the summer for a lot of you to just enjoy it because you've gone too hard for 4 years and like you've got to a place but you've plateaued and maybe the plateau is happening from you needing a little break. Think about working out. You know, the people that really know shit, they talk about rest days. Like you can't pump iron 7 days a week and expect gains. Your body needs rest. Well, in the macro of building a business or your project, sometimes you just need a rest day and that might just be a rest summer. Maybe this is 2023 rest summer for the people plateaued. But this goes back to nuances. I want to make sure real quick while I'm making this video for the people that are crushing and ascending, this is not rest summer. This is continue to squeeze the living shit out of it because you haven't plateaued summer, right? And so like, where people are not strong is being contextual. To find out why you've plateaued, there's 100 reasons why. Maybe competitors have come in and created too much supply for the demand. 3 years ago, you were the only one doing oat milk ice cream. And now all of a sudden, there's 6 more places in the city that do oat milk ice cream. And maybe there was only so much demand for oat. So it might be external, it might be internal. In general, I can sense off the video I really enjoyed that I posted a couple of days ago or weeks ago, depending when team posted. Let's pop that up, team, that long form video that I really liked. I think the thing that's always lost when I talk is the nuances. When I talk about what I did in my 20s, I talk about that from a framework of self-awareness of what worked for me. It's nuances. In these split screens, answering these questions, it's nuanced. Maybe you're burnt out. Maybe you're only so talented and you should do something else. Maybe it's the fact that there's more competition and you need to wait for more demand to come in. Maybe there'll never be more demand and it's a fad and you should jet the fuck out of the whole thing. There's a lot of reasons one may plateau. Maybe you haven't focused on culture and your team is not working as hard for you because now they figured out that you're a dick, not an innovator. Could be a lot of things. There's like literally 900 answers to that. I can literally think of 45 different reasons that company would plateau. Look at the one that I just used at the end. Maybe it's just your company's plateaued because nobody around you believes in you anymore because they've sniffed out your bullshit. You're not a genius, you're just a dick face. Maybe you fell in love, Boston boy. Maybe you fell in love and you're just like spending, like you're not spending every second on the business and like you're googly-eyed and that's beautiful. And maybe, you know, the honeymoon phase will be over in a year and you can get back to focusing on the business. Or maybe you'll never focus on the business again because you found a new balance and that's fucking beautiful too. Like there's just maybe. We have to be more, like in general, like I have a feeling my 2024 content is gonna be about like the heaviness of the nuances.
Gary, my question for you is, for a lot of athletes, when that dream ends, how do you find a new passion to equivalent that dream?
All right, first of all, the amped AA in the background is the greatest thing ever. Building B-Friends is gonna be amazing. Look, I think this is something I've been very passionate about. I feel so bad for people when a dream dies. And by the way, there's a small group of people in the world that it's around athletics. What about the majority of people who are straight A students or good students and the dream ends the day you're done with college, you're like, oh fuck, good grades in school means nothing in real life. Like dreams die all the time. And so for athletes, I think you gotta find another competitive outlet. I think the thing that really hurts athletes specifically is how much they enjoyed the competitiveness of it. And so like that's why entrepreneurship and business has been so big. One of my favorite things about the last 20 years that entrepreneurship became a thing is it became a place that athletes can go when the dream dies. Or when the dream dies out of retirement. The amount of athletes now that don't have to be in depression at 38 after having a great career and what do they do with themselves? Like they don't want to golf. They don't want to coach. They don't want to be a sports commentator. A lot of them are going into business. I know a lot of these athletes and it's been beautiful to watch because I probably went to business because I couldn't be an athlete because they're close enough. You know what I mean? And so I think for all of us, whether it's sports or where how I'm making this a bigger video, which is especially for all of you where you realize the dream is over, like school doesn't guarantee you real life success. You got to reset and you got to find outlets of what you liked. If you loved learning, maybe you should go into strategy and research and consumer behavior because you get to be curious. Like, so there's a lot of cool stuff like that.
We're gonna make this an Ask Gary.
Interesting.
What do you say to people who are scared of AI? How can they embrace it and use it for their business?
By realizing they have no fucking choice. If you're scared of AI, I have bad news. You lost. AI is not going back into some weird genie. You know, what do I say? I have no interest in confusing people. By the way, all these comments where like when I'm putting out AI stuff, they're like, oh, you're getting supported by the AI. Like, there is no AI fucking Illuminati. I'm not getting supported by anybody in AI. This is what you all said to me a decade ago of like Facebook, you know, every time, nobody's supporting me. I wanna be historically correct. You know who's supporting me? Me. I'm supporting my fucking self by being right historically. And so it's not a very tough bet to think AI is gonna be a big part of life. It's the easiest bet I've ever made. It's a profound technology. I'm a human being. I'm plenty scared like all of you are. Like, what does this mean? And deepfake videos. And I've got plenty of anxieties. I have anxieties about everything. Just like any other human being. I just don't let them control me like so many people. They sit equally to my optimism. The internet scared people. Cars scared people. Tractors scared people. Everything scares people. Social media scared everyone. You know, like, so there's pros and cons to everything. You can choose to make it a con and be cynical, or you can choose to make it a pro and be optimistic. You decide, but what do I say? I say nothing. I really don't actually care. I don't try to convince any individual person on this. I put out content to be historically correct, but I'm like, what do I say? Nothing. Like, you don't want to use AI? Good. People didn't want to use the iPhone. They eventually did. I knew people that told me they wouldn't use the internet. They did. People didn't want to use email. They did. Technology beats you every time. All your hot takes always lose to actual technology. AI's actual technology.
You want to go next?
Sure. These are from influencers in your office.
Good.
His name's Max.
Hi, Gary. Max here. I have a question for you. So I really love what you say about patience, right? And I think that I'm quite a patient person. One thing that I can't quite figure out for myself is that my impatience comes from my desire to impress my grandma, and that's been kind of my driver since I was a kid. So even though I am patient for myself, I'm impatient because I want to see her, I want her to see me win and like do well and know that I'm like not a failure and I'm cool and I have impact and all these things. So I really can't figure out what to do.
I love it. What a great, great, great question. Cool news. Legit grandmas, and when I say legit grandmas, I mean grandmas who are wonderful and have good intent, not are hurt themselves and are hurting a family, really don't give a shit about these accolades you're chasing. They only want you to be healthy and happy. And you chasing your dream is the happy, not getting the trophy for what you think you need to accomplish. She's already proud of you, bro. She's already proud of you. You already accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. Parents and grandparents and great grandparents that have great intent are wise. They've lived. And you know what they know? The trophy of winning the race doesn't impress them as much as the training for the race and the running of the race. That's real life. And so good news, brother. You've already impressed your grandma. You've already accomplished it. She already knows you're good. Promise. It's real too. It's not only good, it's real. Like we don't even realize it's actually selfish. Like we even subconsciously or consciously know that what I just said is right. Mm-hmm. But we like create a thing within ourselves. No, it's not for me. I want my grandma to see I made, no you don't. And it's not in a bad way, you just don't realize that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Your grandma doesn't need to see your Mercedes or your Rolex or your $10 million bank account. She really doesn't.
Similar to what you said at the closing keynote, at VCon.
Which was?
Like for parents, for kids, your business success doesn't define how much they love you.
No child is disappointed if their parents don't build a big company. Children are disappointed in their parents when they don't get unconditional love. There's unlimited people. If you're in here unconditionally loving your parent, but your parent wasn't a massive business success, make some fucking noise. That was really cool, right? Especially when I asked everybody to like stand up or not. Like, nobody here like loves their parents because they made money. Not one fucking person. They only love parents if they feel like their parents gave them good intent. You don't have another one? Okay, good. You were sitting on that one?
Yeah,
letting it come. I'm ready.
This one's Matt.
What up, G? I'm in the office right now. My question for you is, working with family, as someone that is a younger brother, what advice would you give me bringing on my older brother to help me with my content creating and media production company? Any advice? Let's go.
My guy, this is a fucking tough one. Like, for a million different reasons. Family dynamics are real. So, you know, even being the older brother, bringing in a younger brother comes with a ton of baggage. You've got an extra one because the natural way of things, the older brother is gonna have all sorts of feelings. Even if he's the most humble dude of all time, there's still some sort of like animalistic, like I'm the older brother, what the fuck kind of thing going on. So A, bro, you have to, and this is the answer to everybody. The only way family businesses ever work is when everyone in the equation has empathy and compassion for the other people's feelings. When the kid comes in and actually has, like, understand that your parents grinded this for 30 years and came from nothing, and you can't just walk in because you went to college and think you run shit. And make sure you're empathetic to the employees that have been there for 20 years, and like you come in and now you're their boss, like they fucking built that place. On the flip side, parents in that scenario have to be like, yo, the kid's coming in with fire and wants to like prove themselves, and you gotta give them a little room. If you're micromanaging, they'll never. And so for you personally, A, you have to have empathy for your brother, it's gonna be a challenge. B, for everyone listening, you have to love your family more than the money. C, all of you are gonna have ego and feelings, all of you. And you need to understand that and calibrate it. D, no matter how much you fight, try to end every night with like, that was fucked up, but fuck it, we're family and let's like be better tomorrow, right? Like that, like you could have had the biggest fight of all time, but before you both go to sleep, this is just good relationship advice, but definitely in family businesses, I think it's even easier than like personal relationships. Even if it was like the worst day and you literally like, fuck you, no fuck you at work, before you close your eyes that night, even if that fight happened at 4 p.m. and it's 11:30 p.m., just like muster up being the bigger person and texting, be like, yo bro, I know today wasn't great, but like we're fam over this. Like we don't even need to have this business. We're fam. Like understanding that, like that's really real. So like, you know, being patient, you know, when you're the leader and you're bringing in a family member, you gotta teach them.